And welcome to your grammar lesson. As you notice, I've been posting different types of lessons on Moodle page. We have a few reading comprehension lessons, audio lessons, right? And those are the ones that you listen and read to and respond. Whereas grammar lesson is the one that you should take active participation on. So open the PDF that is included in this audio lesson and first, of course, you have to listen, so that's going to be a lot of listening comprehension for you, a good practice for our test, exam, I mean. And after you listen to me explain the grammar, but this is what usually happens in class too. You listen to me explain the grammar, and then we all do the exercise together. After you listen to me explain the grammar, we're all going to do the exercise together. I think this is, by now, you already understood how these lessons work, so there really shouldn't be a lot of questions about it. As always, today, a topic for today is past continuous, and it's not a very difficult tense, but it's a tense that you need to know peculiarities of. Okay. As always, before we jump in into our grammar fun, we're going to start with a little bit of phonetic work, warm-up. Warm-up is something you do before the actual exercise, right? So when you go running, you warm-up. You do a little bit of stretching, jumping jacks. That's a warm-up, right? And then you go and run. Something that we cannot do these days, but, you know, that was a good example anyway. Okay, so we're going to start with a tongue twister. First, as always, I'm going to read it to you, or better, I'm going to say it to you because I don't have it written down. I just have it in my memory. And then I'm going to say two words at a time, give you time to repeat. Again, two words at a time, give you time to repeat. Then we're going to do the whole tongue twister and then the whole tongue twister again. So this is an active participation lesson. Don't just listen to this. You have to participate. So new words, repeat, write down, make an example. Difficult pronunciation words, repeat, repeat, repeat. All right? So be an active participant in all of these classes. Don't just passively listen to these audio classes because otherwise this is not the point, because English classes I aimed at, it's never a lecture, it's a workshop, all right? So everyone's participating, everyone should be asking questions. And as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to shoot me an email. But I think so far everything's pretty clear. I try to explain everything as clear as possible, so there should not be any questions. Okay, jumping back to the tongue twister. Tongue twister for today is for the difficult sound the, which we already took before, but it's also for the sound wo. But it also happens to be a little nice poem that you can use whenever the weather is bad. Okay, so first I'm going to pronounce it to you, and then we're going to work in it together. Okay, so whether the weather is fine or whether the weather is not, whether the weather is hot or whether the weather is cold, we'll weather the weather, whether we like it or not. Okay, now, it's tricky in different ways, in the sense that they're homophones. Homophones are words that are spelled the same way and pronounced the same way, but they have different meaning. That are spelled differently but pronounced the same way. So, for example, weather is spelled W-H-E-T-H-E-R, weather, and it means if, all right? And the second weather is spelled W-E-A-R, E-A-T-H-E-R, and that's il tempo, right? So we say whether the weather is fine, which means se il tempo è bello, all right? Does that make sense? So the first weather you'll always have with WH, which means if, se. And the second weather, which is spelled with W-E-A-T-H-E-R, it's tempo. But both are pronounced the same. Okay, so different spelling, same pronunciation. Okay, a repeat line after line. Let's do this. Whether the weather is fine Whether the weather is not. Whether the weather is cold. Or whether the weather is hot. We'll weather the weather, whether we like it or not. Good. All right. So, we'll weather the weather means noi sopporteremo il tempo se ci piace o no. All right. That's the meaning. All right. Let's do it again. Repeat after me. Whether the weather is fine or whether the weather is not. Whether the weather is cold or whether the weather is hot. We'll weather the weather, whether we like it or not. All right, beautiful. Ideally, you would pronounce tongue twisters at home every single day. You wake up, a little tongue twister. You go to bed, a little tongue twister. Just imagine what would happen to your English if you actually did this every day. Your English would become so much better. So much better. All right, enough with the pronunciation fun. Let's jump in into our grammar fun. The topic for today is past continuous. We already took past simple and past perfect. So past continuous is kind of in between of these two tenses, right? Meaning of past continuous. Past continuous presupposes an action that lasted in the past, which means it's the same as past simple in the sense that it's an action that finished in the past, as, for example, opposed to present perfect, right? But it's different from past continuous because when we use past continuous, we're interested in the result of the action. Whereas when we use past simple, we're interested in the result of the action, final result, right? Whereas when we use past continuous, we're interested in the duration, right? We're underlying that the action was lasting in the past. So this is the main difference between past continuous and past simple. Because a lot of times students will ask me, well, why do I use past continuous if I can just use past simple? For example, if I enumerate things in the past, I woke up, I had breakfast, I took a shower, I went out. That's past simple, right? Because one thing's leading to another. But if I say I was studying for 4 hours, of course I want to underline that the action lasted, right? Not I studied for 2 hours. I was studying for 2 hours, right? You need to know. So in the grammar, we always think about, well, eventually it's automatic, but we think about what's the underlying meaning of the sentence that I'm trying to convey to the speaker. What am I trying to tell the speaker by using this or that tense? Okay, let's jump in into past continuous. So first things first, how do we form past continuous? As always, there's a subject, so I, you, he, she, it, or a tree, a dog, etc. Then we use auxiliary. Was, which is, we use auxiliary was for first and third person singular. So I, he, she, it. And we use auxiliary were for second and plural, right? So for you, we, they, and you. For example, plus a verb plus ing. So I plus the verb to be in the past tense, in the second form, if that's easier. So let's do it again. Form, subject, plus the verb to be in the second form, plus verb, plus ing. This is a continuous, therefore I'm going to use the ing form. So for example, I was playing badminton, or we were playing chess. I'm sorry, I can think about playing something. I guess sports is the easiest kind of example, right? Okay, all right, let's study these examples. Yesterday, Karen and Jim played tennis. Played tennis, so it finished in the past. They finished playing. They started at 10 o'clock and they finished at 11 o'clock. They were in the middle of playing. They had not finished playing. Was, were, in is the past continuous, as I just said. So, was, were, playing, doing, working, etc. For example, I was doing something means I was in the middle of doing something at a certain time. This could also be another way of explaining it. The action or situation had already started before this time, but had not finished. The action situation had already started before this time, but had not finished is something to remember, right? For example, this time last year, I was living in Brazil. What were you doing at 10 o'clock last night? So the meaning is, I don't know what you finished or anything. The meaning is, what was the action were you in the middle of, right? I waved to Helen, but she wasn't looking. Compare the past continuous and past simple. Past continuous, in the middle of an action. I was walking home when I met Dan. In the middle of walking home, right? Kate was watching TV when we arrived. Or past simple, complete action. I walked home after the party last night. All the way, completely. Or Kate watched TV a lot when she was ill last year. So, as you can see, past simple is a complete action, right? It finished. We're not interested in the continuation. Whereas past continuous is in the middle of the action. We often use the past simple and the past continuous together to say that something happened in the middle of something else. Matt phoned while we were having dinner. It was raining when I got up. So it was raining and I got up, right? It was in the middle of raining and I got up. I saw you in the park yesterday. We were sitting on the grass and reading a book. I hurt my back while I was working in the garden. I hurt is past simple. I was working is past continuous. But we use past simple to say that one thing happened after another, so enumerating actions. I was walking along the road when I saw Dan, so I stopped and we had a chat. Right? That one thing after the other, so I'm enumerating, therefore I'm using past simple. Compare these examples. When Karen arrived, we were having dinner. We had already started before she arrived. Or, when Karen arrived, we had dinner. She arrived and then we had dinner. Right? One thing after the other, or she kind of got in the middle of her having dinner. Some verbs, for example, know and want, are not normally used in the continuous. And where did you know this, right? Because there are some verbs that are not used in continuous. Verbs of like love, hate, know, acknowledge, etc. This is something you probably already know from your other courses in English because this is a different type of material. Or, I was enjoying the party, but Chris wanted to go home. Not wanting to go home. Or, we were good friends. We knew each other well. Not we were knowing each other well, of course, because you cannot use that in continuous. So, let's sort of do this again. Let's understand past continuous better. So, past continuous is an action that lasted in the past. There are different forms, different situations of past continuous. So first, it's an action that lasted in the past. We don't know if it's finished. We know it's finished in the past. We don't know when it finished in the past. So I was drinking tea yesterday, like this. I don't know when I stopped drinking tea, but it's clear that I did because, well, today's a new day and I'm not drinking tea. All right, second usage of past continuous is an interrupted action, is let's call it. So it's an action in past continuous that is being interrupted by past simple. For example, I was walking on the street when I saw John. So I was walking is past continuous, an action that lasts, and saw is an instant action in past simple that interrupts my walking. So it's an interrupted action. Let me give you another example. We were having dinner when the phone rang. So the phone rang is past simple and it's an action that interrupts the past continuous action of having dinner. We were having dinner when the phone rang. Okay? All right. So that's the second one. And number three is parallel actions. Parallel actions is past continuous plus past continuous. So two actions happening in the same time. And a lot of times those two actions combined together with a while or a when. For example, I was washing the dishes while my brother was cooking. Or I was playing the piano while she was singing. So both actions are in past continuous and both actions are parallel actions. Does this make sense to you? Okay, so this is it for past continuous. It's about the verbs that I not use in present continuous, in present or in past continuous. For example, the following verbs are not normally used in continuous form, like want, need, prefer, so feelings, right? Then know, realize, suppose, mean, understand, believe, remember. Then belong, fit, contain, consist, seem. So you never use the following words in continuous. Let me read them again to you. Like, want, need, prefer, know, realize, suppose, mean, understand, believe, remember, belong, fit, contain, consist, and seem. Okay, so those words never used in continuous form. So in that case, when you have those verbs, you know that you cannot use past continuous, you're going to use past simple. All right, I think that's pretty easy to understand. Please open the PDF that is inserted along with this audio class and follow along, because as always, I'm sure by now you already know how these classes work. I expect active participation. That's why after each sentence, I'm giving you a minute to write it down, and then we check it together as if we were all in class together and we're doing it together. That's, I think, is the smartest way to go about it. Okay, exercises 6.1. What were you doing at these times? Write sentences as in the examples. The past continuous is not always necessary. See the second example, which means if the past continuous is not necessary, we're going to use past simple. Yeah, great job. All right. Of course, I'm imagining you're answering this question, but I'm sure you would. All right, number one. At 8 o'clock yesterday evening, so it's a precise time in the past, I was having dinner. What were you doing yesterday at 8 o'clock? Were you studying English? All right, number two. At 5 o'clock last Monday, I was on a bus on my way home. Right? I was on a bus on my way home is an example of past simple. Okay, number three. At 10:15 yesterday morning, I'm going to give you a minute to write your sentence down. And then we're going to check. Okay, of course, the idea here is to use a correct tense. You can write anything you want, but a correct tense would be either past continuous or past simple. At 10:15 yesterday morning, I was reading a book. So I used past continuous, okay? So you could say at 10:15 yesterday morning, I was walking around my house, I was cooking lunch, etc., etc., right? So we use something past continuous. Number four, at 4:30 this morning, ouch, that's very early. At 4:30 this morning, I'm expecting past continuous, right? I'll give you a minute. There are different types of possibilities possible. So since I told you to use past continuous, this is what we could say, or what I say, and let's see what you guys have. At 4:30 this morning, it's a.m., so very early, I was sleeping. That's the easiest answer, and I think a lot of you probably have that. Whereas you could also use an idiomatic phrase, which is be asleep. So in that case, I would use past simple. So for example, at 4:30 this morning, I was asleep, right? So to be asleep, I'm going to use it in past simple. Why? Correct, because we do not use the verb to be in continuous in this case. Okay, number five. At 7:45 yesterday evening, so 7:45 p.m., I was, let's do a continuous phrase, right? Okay, 1 minute. Okay, at 7:45 yesterday evening, I was having dinner, right? You could, anything in fact is continuous works. It's 7:45 yesterday evening, I was studying English. At 7:45 yesterday evening, I was watching TV. So anything that you want to underline an action, we would use goes. So if that's, if you put it correctly, you probably put it correctly. All right, number, last but not least, half an hour ago. Half an hour ago. Okay, I'll give you a minute to decide. All right, so half an hour ago, I was teaching English, because I'm still teaching. If I were to use something, I would have used present perfect, of course, because I have been teaching, because I started in the past and it's still true now. But since we're using past continuous, half an hour ago, I was teaching English. In this case, we don't know if I finished or not, right? I know that it was an action in the past. And what you could use, you could also use a past simple, right? Half an hour ago, I finished lunch. Or half an hour ago, I finished watching a movie, but that's a different phrase. Okay, so as you can see, there are a multitude of possibilities there, but do make sure you understand when you use past continuous, right? 6.2, use your own ideas to complete the sentences. Use the past continuous. So here you will not have any doubts. Number one, Matt phoned while we were having dinner. As you can see, Matt phoned is past simple. We were having dinner is past continuous. So what kind of action is this? Correct, it's an interrupted action. Past simple interrupts a lasting action of past continuous. Okay, number two, the doorbell rang while I, all right, a minute to decide. All right. Did doorbell ring while, and this while presupposes a past continuous anyway, right? Remember while. So the doorbell rang while I was making dinner, or while I was studying, while I was talking to my mom, etc. Again, the doorbell rang is past simple, while I was studying, past continuous. So we have another example of interrupted action. I think it's easier for you to remember this, because if you remember, oh, interrupted action, right, something was lasting in the past, and then bam, past simple happened. So this is probably the easiest way for you to remember. Okay, let's continue. Number three. The car began to make a strange noise when we... Okay, a minute. Okay, the car began to make a strange noise, and this is one of those sentences where in class they're usually a lot of fun because everybody comes up with the craziest sentences, and this is one of the things I really miss about having an actual class, because it's a lot more fun than just me talking to the microphone and, you know, hoping that you understand what I'm saying and trying to explain it to you, because in the classroom we actually have a lot of fun. Anyway, so the car began to make a strange noise when we were driving home. Now, I think that was one of the easiest examples. We were driving home, the car began to strange to make noise. It's an interrupted action, because the car began is past simple, right? Strange noise, we were driving home, is past continuous. And this brings me to tell you another thing. As you can see, we're not even mentioning that past simple is the second form of the verb. So by this time, by this lesson, you should have already memorized all of the irregular verbs, right? Because if you don't know irregular verbs, you cannot use all the tenses that are ahead of us, like conditional. Most difficult tenses, I think, for foreigners is conditional in English language. And there, the tenses are just so difficult to compose, because there are all kinds of forms.